What's up? It's Delaney, and I'd love to invite you to become an honorary co-host of the Self-Helpless podcast. Do you want to pick episode topics and guests? Done. Want to surprise your loved ones with shout-outs on the show for a birthday, project launch, a much-needed divorce? Whatever you're up to, would love to be a part of the celebration. Get your favorite and least favorite quotes featured on the podcast, submit questions for our special guests, and find lots more new features and surprises at patreon.com/selfhelpless. You'll also get added to our Patreon Insider email list to easily redeem rewards via a quick email reply. Because we know hanging out on Patreon isn't everyone's thing. You can also opt out of emails if you prefer to be a silent supporter of the show. And don't worry, we do not Scrooge McDuck these contributions. 100% of proceeds go directly to operating expenses that make this weekly podcast possible and available to all. Learn more at patreon.com/selfhelpless or simply click the link in this episode's description. Thank you for helping me fill the void of being the last standing host of the Self-Helpless podcast. Thank you so much.
Man, that sunset is gorgeous.
Grill, patio, sunset. Hard to get better than that. Unless you're browsing Carvana's inventory while you soak it all in.
Oh, burger time.
So sit back, get comfortable. Carvana's got thousands of cars under $20,000 just waiting for you.
I could stay here forever.
Carvana, where car buying meets comfort, meets convenience. Download the app or visit Carvana.com today.
My mind's playing tricks on.
It's Self-Helpless with Kelsey Cook, Delaney Fisher, and Taylor Tomlinson.
Hey guys, welcome to Self-Helpless. I'm Kelsey Cook.
I'm Taylor Tomlinson.
I'm Delaney Fisher.
And this week we had on such an incredible guest. We are so excited to have him. We had on Gad Elmaleh, who is like one of the best comedians and kind of like a Brad Pitt in France. Like
he's a so
huge
awesome.
Like actor, comedian, celebrity. He is an amazing person. It was just so cool.
Real dreamy man.
dreamy, funny man.
Yeah.
Shoving a baseball hat. I'm like, what are you hiding? We all know you're a dreamboat.
Yeah. He's like sold so out funny. Carnegie Hall. If you YouTube him, there's like a 2-hour long special of his where he is
really just for free.
It's amazing. Yeah. You can stream it on YouTube. Wow. It's amazing. It's I've never seen anything like it.
So wow. Cool.
So physical. So like running all over the stage. It makes you feel like a real pile of dog shit about
wow.
like your own comedy. Cause you're like, wow, I didn't even know it could be at this level. Like it's
really?
So, yeah, it's very, very good.
I can't
so,
wait to watch it.
You might have seen him in Comedians in Cars Getting Coffee with Jerry Seinfeld for our, I'm sure this is mostly going to be listened to by Americans, but I'm sure there'll be a lot of Europeans listening also.
Cool.
Yep. So, yes. And we are excited to say that we've got a new sponsor this month.
Oh, my gosh. We have the greatest sponsor. They're going to be our sponsor for all of November. They're fantastic. It's a company called Hand in Hand. They're a personal care brand. They make soaps and lotions. And, oh, my gosh, they are incredible. And for every product you buy, they donate a bar of soap and a month of clean water to a child in need. And their work is focused in Haiti.
That's so
cool.
They're saving the world, you guys.
Yeah.
It's fantastic. They've donated over 970,000 bars of soap since 2011,
wow.
When I believe they were established. So they've already done a ton. And they've built and repaired 4 wells since 2013,
oh my
I believe.
Gosh. Have you ever met someone who like repaired a well? It's like you get free coffee forever. Like, they're just the best view. And they've, that's incredible.
Yeah, I know. And the wells supply thousands of families with daily clean drinking water. So they're like saving people's lives with this amazing
wow.
product. Yeah.
That's so cool.
So basically be the person that helps them reach their millionth bar goal because they want to reach it by the end of the year. So they've
okay.
sold over 970,000, but they're trying to get that million mark. And I think our listeners can do that for them.
Totally.
And they're vegan, cruelty free. They don't use palm oil in their products. I don't know. You're a makeup person. You maybe have heard of palm oil.
I know that palm oil and like petroleum, that type of shit is really, really bad because it's just like
so
a byproduct
bad.
Of gasoline.
Yeah,
ooh,
it's basically
so.
Like palm oil is like awful for the environment because you basically have to like burn rainforest down to plant like palm
plants and stuff like that. They don't use any of that shit. It's a terrible product. It harms animals and people in the area. So they're basically environmentally conscious badasses, which we like to always partner up with.
Yeah,
people
we've been
like
really
that.
Lucky with our sponsors, where they're so like lucky. They're not just good products; they're like good people.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
Oh, and isn't this stuff sold in Target too? You said
like they are in Target, but you can go to handinhandsoap.com to get all of their products. I've been using their Ultimate Skin Essential set, which, dude, it is incredible. Okay.
Wow.
It's like it's a bar of soap, so you basically wash your body, and then there's a sugar scrub where you like scrub the rough
scrubs.
Parts of your body, like the back of my arms and my feet and my heels get really dry and stuff.
Yeah.
And then when you get out of the shower, you put the lotion on to like the finishing lotion, as I call it, which sounds real dirty, but it isn't.
Lotion.
Just that's, finish it off.
That's usually what we call something else.
Yeah. But I buy all of the products for me and Cam. Like I buy our lotions and our shampoos and stuff like that. And even Cam was like, ooh, what's this stuff? You know, like
that's
even
awesome.
He's like, ooh, this smells really good. Feels good. I'm like, I know. It's Hand in Hand. It's our sponsor. So my boyfriend is super into it. But you can get the whole set at their website, handinhandsoap.com. Perfect gift for the holidays it's just because I don't know if you guys do this, but I always buy lotions and soaps like that for people for gifts.
It's
anyway.
Such a universal gift.
It's such a perfect gift.
Everyone
it's
has
so
skin.
Nice.
Everybody's got it.
Just high five.
Everybody's got it. Everybody uses soap. Skin. We hope. You know, most people use soap.
Yes.
But now you can like give them this nice gift and say like, oh, by the way, you're saving lives right now by using this.
Yeah.
So go you. And they gave us our own discount code to get 15% off.
Sweet.
The code is Helpless in all caps, HELPLESS. This is exclusive for our listeners, so use it up. And it ends November 30th at 11:59 p.m. So it's a limited time only, one per customer. Get your gifts. Yeah. Get your stocking
off.
Yeah, get your stocking stuffers.
Gifts. I'm gonna buy this for myself for Christmas.
Oh yeah, dude. I'm getting all their soaps.
Christmas to me.
Yeah, getting all their soaps for my stocking stuffers, and I'm getting those sets for all the ladies in my family and my boyfriend since he likes it so much.
What are some
of
the scents,
dude? Oh my God, they have four different scents for the package that I use or the set that I use. They have salt. They have orange blossom, sea salt, lavender, coral.
I have been
using the orange. Orange blossom. I'm kind of into orange, ginger, gingers in general.
Ginger.
I can't speak highly enough about this brand. I'm so glad. I actually found them on a BuzzFeed article. So I sought them out. I'm like, I would love to work with you because we love you.
Yeah.
Yeah. Even after them real hard.
Yeah.
Yay. Well, thanks.
Yeah. Check it out.
Very,
thanks,
very
hand in hand.
Soap.com. Thank you so much for being a sponsor.
Yeah. We love you.
Yeah. So a couple more things. We'll plug our socials in a minute. We did our first live show October 30th, and we have got another one coming up at the Hollywood Improv Lab.
Yes.
November 28th at 7:30. And we're so excited. First one was so much fun.
Yes.
And thank you guys for coming.
Thank you so much for coming.
That
oh my
great.
Gosh. Like, it was so nice to meet people and like just. We were scared. We got there an hour and a half.
We were shaking in our little boots.
We were so nervous. So please come out November 28th, 7:30, Hollywood Improv Lab. Gonna be super fun. And come hug us afterward.
Yeah.
Please do.
Also, please don't forget to subscribe to Self Helpless on iTunes and give us a 5-star rating and review. We've just been overwhelmed by how many more we've got coming in lately. It's crazy. So as promised, we're gonna continue to do our review of the week where we pick one of our favorites and send out a free shirt. So Taylor, you've got one pulled up.
I do have one. This is by Sean Sealer. It's entitled Three Sweeties. I found Delaney, Kelsey, and Taylor separately on YouTube and enjoyed their comedy. Then I find out they're friends and are starting a podcast. Spoiler, it's great. They talk about things I think all people get into in some manner but feel hesitant to talk about. Self-help. All this great advice out there to help us try and find our place in this crazy world. Little improvements here and there. You may find something that changes your life forever or for a month. Go for it. We are all rough drafts. Give it all a try. These ladies do, and then tell us about it. Just three sweeties talking life. Thank you so much, Sean. I love that.
That's
so
the best.
That's really nice.
Please email us your information so we can send you a t-shirt.
shirt, selfhelplesspodcast@gmail.com, as well as anybody else listening who has comments, questions, concerns, reviews, advice, anything. So yeah, Sean, you are our review of the week. Thank you so much.
Thank you,
Sean. And please follow us all separately. I am ttomcomedy.com for live tour dates and stuff. I'm at the Denver Comedy Works in December, and I think I'm at in St. Louis later on in December. So just keep an eye on that. Yes. T-Tom Comedy on Instagram, Taylor Tomlinson on Twitter.
Fantastic. I'm Delaney Fisher across the board, website and social media. And I have an Etsy shop called Dicks by Delaney, where I make characters and into dicks. And I plugged that for the first time a couple episodes ago, and I actually got orders out of it. So I'm going to just keep plugging Dicks by Delaney.
Oh my God. That's amazing. I'm at Kelsey Cook on Twitter, at Kelsey Cook Comedy on Instagram, and then KelseyCook.com for tour dates. This Friday, Delaney and I will actually be at the Madhouse in San Diego together. And then the following, and also on Sunday, the three of us are going to be performing together at the Pasadena Ice House.
That's right.
So those are two great chances to see either the three of us or just the two of us, even though we want Taylor to be there.
I back out going to a college gig. But the 19th is a free show and it's awesome.
Yes. So check that out. And also, if you want to buy one of the Self Helpless t-shirts, you can do it at selfhelplesspodcast.com. And it's super simple. It's right there. And lastly, Gad Elmaleh, he's such a big name. I think he literally has like over 7 million Twitter followers. He is at Gad Elmaleh, GadElmaleh on Twitter. If you type his name in anywhere, everything will come up. So he's got lots of great shows coming up. I believe he's taping at Town Hall November 17th and 18th. So this weekend as well. I will double check that, but I'm pretty sure that's where he is. He's in New York taping his Netflix special. So go check that out if you're in New York City. It might already be sold out. I don't know. But check it out. All right. That's it, right?
I think that's it. About it.
Yeah. All right. Enjoy this episode with Gad Elmaleh, guys.
He's so cute.
Delaney.
Delaney's so creepy.
No, first, I would like to thank you for having me on the show.
Yeah.
Oh, really?
Thank you. Are you kidding?
Because as I said to Kelsey, I was, I keep seeing so many guests she has, like comedians, American comedians, and we're friends. And I thought we were friends. And I don't see no invitation. I don't see no proposition. We've been on the road together watching each other's comedy. And then so Brian Regan. So I said, maybe I'm going to get a phone call one day. And one day she said, yeah, please, would you do this? I was so happy and excited, to be really honest with you, because I love her comedy and she's my friend. And, surrounded by three beautiful girls in an apartment in LA.
I mean, what more do you want, right?
Yeah. As a Frenchman.
This is your comfort zone.
This is just, this is a Wednesday.
I was just going to say, a typical Wednesday for Gad.
So this is a pretty easy Wednesday for Gad. Yeah, it's funny. Kelsey told us that. He said he was waiting for us to invite him. And I was like, oh, I'm sorry that we thought you were too good for us, you handsome French Seinfeld. You really think we were like, I don't know if we need him.
Yeah.
Or just we were like, he's too busy.
Let's be honest. Yeah. I don't get that many offers. That's why I said yes.
We had a fallout, so
we're all on the same page.
No, we're happy to have you. It's nice to meet you. This is my first time meeting you.
Yeah, and I'm have already a boyfriend, and we are in your place.
Yeah, we're in the boyfriend, and Jeffrey, my roommate.
A guy.
Yeah.
So you
two dudes and me.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow. How is it to live with two guys?
You know, it's fine because one of them, Jeff, is very much like living with like a sweet grandma. Like he bakes, he cooks, he cleans. Like he's very much into that. So it's really my garbage boyfriend who just leaves his shit everywhere. That's what we're working on. So me and Jeff are kind of like, we're teaming up against him a lot to
but
kind of get his shit
together. But you're comparing two men, but one is your boyfriend.
Yeah, one's my boyfriend who is just leaves his stuff everywhere. And then my other roommate is like, my grandma.
Yeah. Isn't that always how it goes? Like you always end up in bed with the guy who's really messy and like doesn't bake, and then the one who bakes and is just there all the time. You're like, he's just sweet.
You don't want to sleep with the one who knows how to fix the computer.
Right.
Exactly. You can hire someone for that.
You can hire.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Do you feel like you're good around the house, or are you like, I will hire everybody?
I am. I'm looking for the word in English. A kind of obsessive OCD.
OCD?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, very like always fixing, not fixing, but you know, like
organizing,
organizing everything. Yeah. And I clean. I love cleaning. I do the dishes. I do everything.
Wow. Yeah. Dream
and
guy.
No. It's just because I get so much anxiety. I love doing that. That's it.
Right.
I have people who can do this for me.
Yeah.
But no.
Like, don't get me wrong. I can hire.
Don't
literally.
Get me wrong. Yeah. I have money. No, but I love doing this. I don't know. I love doing this. It's kind. It's calming. It's really relaxing. It's a way of being focused on something, because I can't really be focused for so many reasons. I know that. Here in America, you guys give names for everything.
Yes, ADD.
Yes, we self-diagnose.
Yeah, since they're kids. But I don't think everyone who cannot focus is ADD. But, you know, comedians, and we have too much going on.
Yes,
on
that's
mind.
True.
Me too. It's not only a man thing.
Yeah,
no, totally. I understand that. When I feel overwhelmed and stressed out and anxious, I come home and I reorganize my whole bedroom, my closet. I get rid of things. I donate
exactly.
things.
Exactly. That's
throw
what
everything
I do.
Away. Wipe
bags
things down.
To throw,
yeah.
Yeah. It feels good. It
feels so good.
And it's then like, you're like, oh, shit, that shirt was nice.
Yeah. Sometimes I go too far and I'm like, oh, I only have one pair of pants now. Jeez. Yeah.
Yeah. It's a real control thing.
It is.
It's a really easy way to feel
controlled. And this, and also, playing music, because I was going to be a musician when I grew up. I grew up in Morocco. I wanted to be a jazz musician.
Really?
Oh, wow. I thought I was going to be a jazz pianist. And I learned piano, and I played piano for years. And I thought really I was going to be a musician. That was going to be my life. But I was not talented enough, and I didn't work enough, I would say. Not that comedians don't work. We work, you know.
Right.
You know? But... you can be an okay comedian.
Yeah.
Yeah.
No. Yeah.
But I think that's it's
you
true. You see a lot of people
okay
who get by.
Musician.
Yeah. That's an interesting point.
Sounds terrible.
Yeah.
An okay comedian. Okay, there's another one right after him. It's okay.
Yeah.
You can
be
okay.
effective.
Yeah, and he's still going to get a special. And then,
Jazz musicians, however.
Yeah. So when I play, to go back on what we were saying, when I play music, it really brings me a serenity, like a calm. And I cannot think about so many things when I do this. So it's really a kind of meditation to play music when I'm home. On my piano. Like, I'm very focused on that, and I love that. And if there's a girl right next to me, it's even better, you know.
Yeah. just laying swooning. There looking
yeah.
at you.
Yeah.
It's
the
a couch
grand.
Woman.
Yeah.
Couch woman. I like that. A couch woman.
Oh, I feel that way when I paint. I don't know about you guys, but when I paint, I feel like I'm not, I just disappear. I don't know. I'm just not there, and I'm not even thinking about anything.
Yeah.
It's such a nice break from my own crazy mind.
Yeah.
Some people, they say when they cook, it's like this. Some people, they say when they gardening, I can't do this. I don't know how to do it. I would be really anxious. It would be worse. But playing music is really something that really cuts me from all those the rumination.
Yeah.
Mm. Totally.
Wow.
Absolutely.
What a word.
I know. Oh. Look at that.
Ruminating. This is
I love you being impressed by your own vocabulary. What a word that was. And we'll be right back. Just perfect.
Yeah. That is
impressive.
A treat to see you do that sometimes with English words. You're like, wow, I did not know I even had that in my pocket.
I had the rumination in my...
Where'd I pick that up?
Give me the name of this episode. Rumination.
My favorite word in English is fuss.
Fuss.
Yeah. Make a fuss.
Really?
I don't know. It's really, because it doesn't match with the meaning.
Yeah.
The fuss is more, it sounds more like something you can eat, you know, or.
Really?
Yeah.
I think it totally matches it. Like you're making a fuss. Like fuss just sounds like an onomatopoeia.
If I give you a good tea with some fuss, it can work too, you know?
Make it a side of fuss.
Chocolate fuss.
Yeah. Oh, like, oh, kind of like mousse.
Oh,
chocolate mousse.
Yeah.
Chocolate fuzz. All right,
chocolate fuzz. There's fudge and mousse, and it's, I think it's a mix between fudge and mousse, and it's a fuzz.
Oh, yeah. All right. You sold me.
It's like a sassy chocolate. Chocolate fuss.
That is so funny.
A little stink on it.
You know, that's funny because I thought when the Fitbits were popular, I thought that was a snack at first. I was like, what are these Fitbits? I want to try them. I thought they were like a healthy snack.
Oh.
Like, no, it's a machine that you wear on your arm that tells you that you're fat. I'm like, I don't, that's the opposite of what I was into.
Fitbit,
I thought was like a snack.
Yeah.
Well, like,
yeah,
a Fitbit.
Yeah, that was the Fitbit.
No, I don't have, but when I hear that, Fitbit sounds like a comedian who does the Fitbit. It's a bit about, you know, you see the Fitbit? Oh my god.
Yeah.
So funny, the Fitbit. It sounds like this for me.
Yeah. No, that makes sense.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But
for
I don't
sure.
have one.
No. I don't have one either. Never tried it.
I don't either.
Me neither.
I don't
my like sister to... has one. She's real into it.
Kane just threw away our scale because he's just we don't need to know. Like, we don't really. We can generally look at ourselves in the mirror and be like, okay, we're in the wheelhouse we should be in. He's like, yeah, we don't need to do it every day. We don't need to obsess over it. And I mean, he's kind of right. So
yeah, yeah. Wow, what an
kind
Oprah
of information
move.
Did you get from this? From the Fitbit?
How many steps?
How many steps you've taken?
Steps and
monitors
calories,
your sleep.
Maybe. Yeah, calories probably. Yeah. I'd imagine.
Yeah,
no.
It tells you when, I think it measures heart rate and stuff too. Like,
oh, okay.
Yeah. There's a lot of
I
that.
Just feel like I'd be disappointing myself on a daily basis if I got one of those things. Like, oh, again,
I'm already
sat
hard
around
on
all day.
Yeah.
Yeah. I feel like I do that on my own. I'm like, I don't need a machine telling me I suck too.
Well, when you reach your step goal, it like throws a little party on your wrist where it's like,
does
congratulations.
It?
Oh. Yeah, my sister's like, I've been watching her like at night. She's like, I gotta hit my step goal just walking in place.
Oh man.
Oh my god. And it gives her little fireworks on her hand.
See, I would just add that to my to-do list, like, gotta meet my steps. I'm like, my to-do list is
I know
already
it's already
insane.
Too long. Don't add it's anything crank else crank. To it.
Yeah.
CarMax is putting peace of mind back in car shopping by putting you in the driver's seat to find a ride that's right for you. Because at CarMax, we believe you shouldn't just settle for a car. You should love your car. That's why every car we sell is CarMax certified quality, so you can be sure with upfront pricing that's the same for every customer. So don't settle. Find love at first drive and start shopping now at CarMax.com. CarMax, the way car buying should be.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
So one of our segments we usually do on here is called Quotables, where we talk about our favorite quote. And it actually made me think of your bit. You have a great bit about how French quotes are very like demeaning and just
negative.
Oh, can you share? I'd love to hear what your genuine favorite quote is, if you have one. And also
I have a genuine and the sad part of this is that every time I say it, people like they finish it for me, like they know it already.
They know it,
and
yeah.
I sound a little cheesy, but I don't care because
we love cheesy.
And this quote helped me a lot. And the first woman, the woman who told me that one day about I was gonna move to America. I didn't know really. I was scared. And this woman is very known. Her name is Diane von Furstenberg, DVF.
Yes. Mm.
She's a queen of fashion in New York, and she's a great woman. She's a powerful woman in a good way. Like, she defends women's rights. She's passionate about a great foundation for women. She obviously, she's the queen of the fashion, but she's also a very creative and inspiring woman. And I was hesitating, didn't know. And she said to me this phrase that you've heard maybe a thousand times, but I love it. And she said to me, "Gad, the only things we regret in life are those, the things we didn't do."
Right. Yeah.
You cannot regret something you've done, even if it's a mistake. You cannot regret a project, even a failure. And I was like, yeah, this is. I'm gonna do that. I'm gonna move to America. I'm gonna do that project. I'm gonna go. I don't want to be like there's something happening outside with the sound. I want to acknowledge so the people who are listening to me right now don't think I'm crazy and they are only the only people who are listening to someone who's trimming the grass.
I know.
This is LA.
Yeah. There's no safe place.
I think the what was I saying?
You'll never regret the making the move or doing the thing.
You know, it was very, even if you were comfortable, I was in Europe and a career and everything, it's really starting over and it's starting from scratch basically. And coming here to America, I needed to find some courage to do it, you know?
Yeah.
And this phrase, this thing helped me. I don't want to become one day an old man and tell to my grandchildren, you know what? I almost went to America in 2016, but and then people are never honest. Your mother...
Right.
Oh, people didn't understand really that I was funny at that time. No, if you want to do something, just do it. And I don't regret that. You know, it takes courage, but I don't. Yeah. So we need to do.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
I love that.
That's awesome. I think that's great.
How long ago was that? That you?
I was two and a half years ago.
Wow, and how has it been going? It's going well.
It's good. I'm very happy, but still, it's a lot of work.
Right.
It's a lot of work, especially on the language for the first year, and then the writing and the comedy, and then I'm starting over in everything.
Wow. You know? Yeah.
Everything is new.
How fluent in English were you? Were you fluent in English?
No, not at all. I was not fluent. I could like what we're doing right now. If you asked me like 2-3 years ago, I would have said yes, but it would have never been like this.
Wow.
And the crazy thing about the language, 4 years ago, 5 years ago, I thought I was more confident.
Really?
Yeah, because the more you learn the language and the more you know you don't know.
Yeah.
Interesting.
That's why people...
I feel like that's like stand-up too.
Oh, totally. 100%.
It's like people who don't know, they're confident. I meet so many people that I get, you know, Spanish. Oh, yeah. They know 5 words and they just use those 5 words like so confident, you know?
Right.
But it's interesting what you're saying about stand-up. Yeah. The less inspired or really, really funny or really a good writer you are. And sometimes I see people very confident and I'm like, I'd like to, you know, can we give this confidence to this guy?
Yes.
We've talked about that before.
And we give the attitude to this one. Let's give the material to this. Oh, by the way, Dov Davidoff has a bit about that. It's not about stand-up comedians, but sometimes he's like, I go to a place, to a club, and I see someone very, like, obnoxious, like, very pretentious, and I see another guy. And I'm like, I want to take this confidence and give it to this guy.
Yes.
He deserves it. Because this stupid man who's sitting there with the bottles and the girls and the models, I want to take everything It's interesting.
Yeah,
absolutely. Yeah.
Sometimes I see some comedians and I'm like, oh, really? You don't doubt? You don't think? Oh, you're like, killed it. Really? You say you killed it?
Yeah.
Okay, so, I mean, I don't know. I don't share exactly.
Right. Yeah. And you're like, I killed it and I would never say that.
Right.
Like, how do you think you killed it when
interesting.
Yeah. That's so funny.
Not that I'm judging or something, but we have to stay like open to, I don't know. We know when we do a good set.
Yeah.
We know when we suck. We know everything.
Oh yeah.
But confidence is okay. But too confident,
should be a quiet, pensive confidence of just like, that was good. Absolutely. I feel good about what I did, and I don't need to take a lap around the club going like, did you see that?
Yeah.
It was pretty good.
Yeah.
Oh.
That's funny. I was watching soccer, and it's the same for every sport. The way athletes talk about their own performance, I was really comparing to us, and I said, if we do that, people would think we're crazy.
Like, oh my gosh!
I did a great game, and I'm at the top of my game right now, and this season has been amazing for me. And I think with this game tonight, I became one of the most. And it's normal.
Yeah,
we're not shocked.
Right. Yeah. Real Kanye of them. They do that all the time. Yeah.
Like, then we're not shocked. Can you imagine like walking off stage? I think that was one of my best shows.
Right.
I have another set tonight at the Cellar, and I think it's gonna be really great because I'm in a great shape this Saturday.
The MMA.
Go ahead.
I was just gonna say MMA fighters are like the most pinnacle part of that, where they have press conferences just to talk shit to the person they're about to fight. I'm gonna destroy him. I'm like, it's the most amount of confidence.
By the way, I saw a very funny bit by Brian Regan that I love, and you had on your show about have you seen this bit about two teams and then the locker room and then the interviews and the guys says we're giving them a lot of credit.
I think
it's very, very funny. I love him. He's so funny.
He was so great on the podcast, and he also talked about having OCD. Talking about, where he really wants to feel in control and organized.
He helps me a lot though, especially when I travel. I always tell my friend, I want to know, like, if you ask me where is my passport, I can tell you exactly in my house.
Right.
Where is the car key? I know exactly. I can't imagine that someone is like, my passport? Let me think. What?
Yeah.
So I thought, are you guys like this? Or
Where's my baby?
Seriously.
My parents? Wait a minute. No, it's, I thought it was an immigrant thing. Was scared for the visa, losing the passport. But no, it's just maybe something obsessive.
I know where
mine is. And they know the exact like flap in my file folder where mine is.
Exactly.
Well, and it's an important thing. I think it's being just responsible people too. Is like, you know that a passport is a hugely important thing to have.
Totally. I keep all my like debit and credit cards and ID all in the back of my phone, because I'm like, all right, I won't lose my phone.
So that way, if you lose it, you lose everything.
Yeah. Right? Now I feel horrible.
No, but more than that,
living on the edge.
In my pants, in my jeans, like the right pocket is for something, the little pocket is for something, the back right pocket. The cash is here, the credit is here, the little wallet is here. I cannot say everything, but I don't know. You know, it's like everything is organized. I will never switch. I will never put the car key to the left or some.
You're never rifling around trying to, which pocket did I put
people
it in?
Look like this, like patting themselves, looking for. No.
You've never done a TSA check on yourself. I know where it is.
X-ray thing. No, I never do that. I don't know. Maybe this is OCD, maybe.
Yeah. You seem very in control of, you know.
Too much.
Yeah, no, in a good way. I mean, you seem very organized. You seem like you take good care of yourself. Like, I don't know, how mindful are you of, like, you know, scheduling and, like, fitness and diet and, like, all that kind of stuff? Do you, like, meditate? Do you have stuff you have to do every morning? Do you have a routine?
Yeah, I have. It's not a routine. For meditation, it's a routine. And I owe that really, that gift to Jerry Seinfeld.
Mm. Really?
Yeah, really. That's a gift. Because, you know, not only that he's been talking about that, him and George Shapiro, his manager, has been his manager for more than, I don't know, 30 or 40
something
years.
Something like that, yeah.
And he is a great man. Such a... it's such interesting and passionate to talk with him. It's incredible. He's like the encyclopedia of comedy. He knows every single story. Yeah. And I love talking to George. And they said, we're going to give you a scholarship as a joke. Like, I'm going to send you there. I was like, no, the meditation. And then George sent me there and to learn with... at the David Lynch Foundation.
Oh, wow. So you went to like a meditation class.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
For
1 week with like the head of David Lynch Foundation named Bob Roth. And he teaches to people, and there are many teachers there, but you know, I had the master. I was very lucky. And so I took this class, I would say, for 5 days. And then after 5 days, I was able to do it myself. And I really, really needed it. Needed it. Because, and I was so mad at me that I didn't do that before. Because I'm 46, I've been touring my whole life. I have two kids, I've been... You know how our lives are, and traveling a lot all around the world, and but it's something really important for me to do it twice a day.
For how long?
20 minutes.
20 minutes.
Yeah, wow. Both twice times a day. 20 minutes. And
is it like first when you wake up and before you go to sleep?
Yeah. Okay. No, it's when I wake up, and then I try to do in the afternoon, and then there's no rules.
Okay.
I did it right before coming here. Mm-hmm. I needed it. Maybe I'm going to do it 3 times if I need. Maybe one because I don't have time.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey. Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
But it's a very interesting experience to try to do something with no expectation, I would say. Mm. Because if you think about it, for everything, we have expectations.
Mm-hmm.
And so people always tell, oh, no, when you go to bed, you have an expectation, falling asleep.
Right.
Yeah. Resting.
Yeah.
I'm going to rest. This is an expectation. Right. I'm going to take a nap. I'm going to do this. And I don't have a very high level of meditation, you know, but I hope one day I will do it without thinking about it while I'm doing it, and it will be. Because it's the most simple thing to do in life, and it's the best thing you can give and offer to yourself.
Hmm.
And when I first started, I was like, really, there's nothing to do? Well, there's nothing to do, but I have so many thoughts.
Yeah.
And they were like, it's okay. It's okay. Hmm. But what do you mean it's okay? When you say it's okay, I think about the fact that you told me it's okay, and I think about the fact that I told you that I had so many thoughts, and I say to myself, it's okay, but what should I do?
Yeah.
And then they teach you how to just, you know, see these thoughts go through your mind without catching them. And I mean, I'm not a teacher. I'm just learning right now. And you know, I if someone asked me, I would encourage everyone to do it because it's something you do for yourself. It's easy. It's simple. And only you can do a good thing for yourself. Mm, I believe in that. And the best relationship you can have is with yourself.
Yeah, totally. Absolutely.
Now I'm how you say when you were like you don't talk to somebody and then you come back you
reunited.
Oh, reunited.
Yeah. I'm in this period with myself now.
Okay. Are you getting like reacquainted
with meditation?
With
yourself.
The whole thing. I'm like I'm like it's time now to, you know. You're a good man. Come on.
Yeah.
Forgive yourself. Be nice.
I love it.
Be nice to you. Stop that too rude, too hard on yourself for years.
Teach me how to be nice to myself.
Too hard on yourself. Too hard. What's wrong with you? Stop it. No. You know, say yes if it's a good thing. Say no if it's a good thing. It's hard.
Yeah.
But... wow, it's changing my life. But I'm old now, you know. That's what comes with the age. That's one of the only advantage and good points and good sides. But
Do you feel as though you're really hard on yourself? Like, do you feel like you're a perfectionist a lot of the time?
Yeah, perfectionist and also too hard on so many levels and so many things for years and always. But it's also education. I was raised by parents who always expected results without seeing the path and the work that it took.
Mm.
And they've been always, you know, that's not bad, but it's like that. And maybe one day my sons will tell something terrible, like I just said, about me, because they don't realize that. But I remember growing up, and they would not see what I try to achieve. They would just say, what did you achieve? What did you do?
Right.
You know, as we say in English, at the end of the day, da-da-da-da-da. It was always the end of the day for them.
Oh, interesting. I see.
It's never the beginning of the day. Like, they want to see me like I was drawing. They want to see the house. They don't want to see the foundation. Come on. I was playing soccer. They want to see me score a goal. That's one of the reasons why I did comedy, because nobody would tell me, and that was my vision. But again, one day I said to my mom, I was doing Carnegie Hall in New York City, and she said, "Of course." I said, "What is this? Of course." I mean, this is the biggest. One of the biggest day of my career.
Yeah.
I was expecting her to say, I can't believe it. But first, she didn't have the reference because she didn't know. But I tried to explain to her, it's like this room in Paris or this one in London is. And she was like, of course you did that and that in France. Of course you're going to do that. And it's terrible.
Yeah.
It's
dismissive.
She didn't understand what it took to get there.
You know, it's even worse than some parents who are not going to pay attention. Or say, oh, it's nothing. It's terrible because they take it for granted. It's normal.
They're paying too much attention. There's too much scrutiny.
And it was like normal for them.
Yeah.
And so I think I've been expecting validation.
Right.
All my life.
Right.
Yes. All my life. And we're getting very
I love it.
This is great.
This is what we want.
Exactly
what
And I always wanted validation. You know, it was like, I don't know. It makes me think about a French actor, Vincent Lindon, last Cannes Film Festival. He received an award, and he said something that made me cry in front of my TV. He said he took the award, put it, and he had tears in his arms, and he was emotional, but also looked a little angry.
Wow.
And I was like, what's going on? And he said, now I think I did all that for my parents, and they're not here anymore.
Oh my gosh.
I said, I know exactly what you're talking about.
It's
a good and a bad thing. It's like we want to impress them and we want to give them and we want them to be proud of us. But it's not a great thing to do because you're doing it for you. But because I was not doing well at school, because I was a terrible student, every time I could do something good for them, I would make money, I'd buy something for them, my first show, take pictures, send it to them, and feed them with that all the time. It's really, but it helped me in a way, you know? It's kind of a neurotic behavior to do that. But
because it is motivating, as unhealthy as it is.
Yeah. It's not healthy.
Yeah.
Right.
No, it's not healthy, but... it is motivating, but
then you have to look at where you are, I'm sure, in your career, in your life, and you, there is a certain degree of like, well, that did push me to get to where I am, which is an incredible place.
Yeah, and then you understand, because validation for... That's funny, because in America, when I hear validation, I think about the valet parking.
Oh.
It's getting it validated.
This is this is so LA.
Yes.
Do we need to validate? Yeah. Yeah.
So you need your parents to put a sticker on your ticket.
Yeah. I like that. You know, that's the extreme. We're talking about like something very deep, and then first thing that comes to my mind is like this little ticket with the valet.
Yeah.
Oh, you need to validate.
Yeah.
this validation, it's not only with my parents.
Yeah.
I think we all comedians have that. You know, we want our peers.
Yes, absolutely.
I don't know. It's always like we want to share, not to impress the other one. If Kelsey is with me on tour, I would like her to like my stuff or talk about it, and then, but not only for compliments or stupid bullshit. Mm-hmm. Are we allowed to say bullshit?
Yes, absolutely.
All the shit.
Yeah. Oh, we didn't tell you. Oh, we should have.
Refraining.
I know.
Say whatever.
Oh gosh. Well, this is a whole different podcast.
Let it out.
All right. You know this guy.
We know your comedy's very clean, so we were trying to clean our mouths up for you.
Very clean. I'm fucking clean. You know. My English is shitty. Validation with women, validation with parents, validation with colleagues. As I told you, you want to not only compliments, but you want to share. You want to
connect.
I saw that and connect. You know, and in all my relationships, also. I always expected validation, you know, like we need that. You can be as famous as you want. You can make money. You can sell out an arena. If the girl you love, but you really love, she didn't watch the set or she.
Yeah.
Not every night, but.
Right. Yeah.
That's funny.
The one at Carnegie Hall, maybe.
You want to brag. There was this very funny joke about this woman who went to a comedian and said to him, I really loved your set last night, and I just want to tell you I'd like to have sex with you.
Hey, high five.
Anytime tonight, whenever you want. Yeah. And the comedian looked at her and said, oh, yeah, sure, no problem. I just have one question. Was it the early show last night or the late show?
Amazing. Oh, that's so perfect.
I love that because.
Oh my God, yeah.
This is what we want to know. We live for that.
Yeah. It's not enough that somebody wants to have sex with you. You have to know specifically what it was in there that
and
they
was
saw.
It the set that I
was
loved?
It the good set?
Exactly.
Or are you a terrible judge?
Yes.
I'm not going to
even want to sleep with you.
Yeah, I'm not having sex with someone who thought the early show was good.
Yeah.
All right.
I'm not having sex with someone who didn't even notice that I forgot my yellow cab bits.
Yeah. They don't know me.
No.
Oh my God.
I'm not having sex with someone who was there when the heckler on the second show.
Yeah.
Is it important? Are you married?
No.
You're not married.
Now
okay.
I'm single.
Now you're single. Okay. So are you dating? Or now you're single?
I don't understand the dating, but I have a whole bit about that in my show because dating is very organized here in America, is very programmed, is very... I think that American girls want to know what's going to happen, and sometimes it's not spontaneous.
Right.
I've been asked so many times, what are you looking for? And if you're really honest and you say, I don't know, you look like a crazy man.
Yeah.
Because honestly, don't really know.
Yeah.
And not only that, I mean, I don't know. I cannot tell you exactly. You know, when you go on a date, I'm looking for a serious relationship. I don't know, like exclusive.
I love the impression.
Yeah. I love just the douchiest, bro-iest guy being like, exclusive would be great.
Or
kids.
They talk about things like, you know what? I was with a girl in a bar one day, very American LA girl, and we were having white wine. It's great atmosphere. It was super fun, having fun. And then I said something to her. She laughed and she said, oh, you're being flirty. And I said, yeah.
We're on a date.
I mean, not anymore.
Oh, so you have some high standards then.
No,
it's like you ruined
don't
it.
Don't tell me. I mean, I know. It's like we, yeah. I mean, well, what's next? We're going to get naked? Oh, you're being sexual? Yeah.
Well, and I feel like that's such a huge cultural difference between America and France
Europe.
Is that,
my God.
You know, you guys, Paris is like the capital of love and romance and just like things kind of unfolding a second at a time, not like you are being flirty right now and I know that you want to have sex with me. And it's just like everybody in America is like, we want a list of what's going to happen.
PDA.
I feel like if you asked someone in France, just what are you looking for? They'd be like, I don't know, a fountain? Like, you know, just let's just see where the night goes.
Yeah, we got a lot we have the DTR conversation out here. Define the relationship conversation out here. There's a very clear moment where it's like, are we exclusive? Are we boyfriend and girlfriend? Wow. Are we just dating? Are we seeing other people? Is this an open relationship?
Well, you know what's so interesting? Because I hear so many times I heard Americans say that French are like having several partners and women, girlfriends and blah, blah, blah. But I think that's the opposite. The dating situation, it's not a healthy situation. Hmm. I don't like the dating because dating means it's like, to me, it's like the word browsing. You know, it's like, it's like,
You're not committing.
Like you're, and you, you know when you go to those ice cream store and they give you those little spoon?
Like a sample? You're sampling
They
people?
Don't give you the big spoon. Like you don't have to come in and buy the thing, but there's a little banana, little pineapple, little of that, little of that. But if you keep tasting all this, you're just gonna get sick and it's stupid. You don't have one proper. And I have to say, I was surprised when I heard that you girls or guys can date as many girls as you want, as long as you're not exclusive. And it's not healthy. If I date a girl, I don't want to know that she dated or she's going to date another guy than me the night before day after or 2 weeks ago. It's and if she sleeps with him,
That's surprisingly traditional.
Well, it's interesting because I feel like although it's the norm out here, most people are not okay with it. They just accept it because they figure it's better than being by themselves or not meeting somebody.
Yeah, but
or,
what's funny,
know.
Maybe we do the opposite. We start by being exclusive, like an exclusive dating.
Okay.
Right.
Then we're a couple.
Right.
And then
you figure out.
We go.
hate each other.
Right. That's when I spend money on you when you are my girlfriend.
Date number one, marriage.
But wait, the money is a thing too in America because there's a whole thing. I heard so many times like girls talking about and then he paid me dinner. Bought me dinner. Mm-hmm. Of course. And sometimes I'm shocked. I see a woman and a man going to the restaurant and they share the bill. I want to get up and pay for both of them.
Really?
I'm in shock. When I see a woman paying, I want to say to the guy, are you fucking, what are you doing? Even if you don't even do just come on. She's a woman. Invite her and go home. You're stupid.
Oh, did you hear that? It's all of our female listeners' panties dropping.
Yeah.
Did you just feel
they
all
really
that happened? Just everybody falling in love.
It's tricky because if the feminists listen to me right now, they're gonna think I'm very misogynistic.
I think it's chivalrous in my opinion.
Well, I think there are some feminists who go like, "Oh, we don't need you to pay for."
I know, but it's just something like
nice gesture. First date, it's a nice gesture.
I would say first date.
But I don't say that I don't appreciate if a girl one day. I mean, it never happened, but with French girls, very rare. Like. I like that. Maybe my girlfriend is going to tell me, I'd like to offer you a drink.
Yeah.
Wow. I've never had that.
Really?
Never.
Wow. That's so interesting. I feel like that's pretty.
We are like sponsors. We are like.
I'm dating Nike. They got it.
That's amazing.
I feel like the first date, it's really nice if the guy pays. And then if we keep seeing each other or we're in a relationship, then it's more equal. Like, I got this. You get the next one. We'll split it.
I like that.
Nice.
Yeah.
But the first date,
please
pick it up. Especially if you invited me out. I had a guy make me split the bill for ice cream once.
No.
Really? We went out to ice cream and I was like,
and he's like, so that'll be $3?
Yeah. And then he tried to kiss me goodnight. I'm like, no, there won't be a second date. Just because you made me split the bill, but I just don't like you either.
My ex, first date with him, had me split the bill And when I didn't have enough cash with me, because I wasn't expecting to have to, I was literally digging. He watched me dig in my purse for change,
no.
for spare change. No. And he didn't go, you know, it's okay, I got it.
Gross.
He
oh my
watched
gosh.
Me dig for change.
And you still dated him.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, that's crazy.
I'm better now. I was ill.
Yeah. That's a problem.
Yeah, I like problem. It on the first, like the first time or two you go out just to like, make your intentions clear, but then after that I would actually prefer if we just paid for our own stuff, just because there's so much anxiety around it. Sure. For me of like, do I pay this time, does he pay this time, like I've done the switch off thing and that's fine, but I just prefer to like okay, you go order your sandwich and then I'll get mine after, like, you know, just when yeah. once you're in a relationship I just need you yeah. to pay for it once, like, so I know you're into
right.
me.
Yeah, and
I dated a yes. girl, I was with a girl who told me like as an info information, my ex gave me a credit card, his credit card, mm-hmm. and I could spend as much money as I wanted with his credit card. And I was like shocked. I was like, is this
what?
A message?
Yeah.
This,
you're not going to get my credit card.
Yeah. Yeah.
And then we were sitting after a show in the green room with another comedian, and then I said the story to him, and she was sitting right next to me. But so I don't embarrass her, I said to him, oh, I have a friend.
Oh, my gosh.
I have a friend. She said that her boyfriend gave her a credit card. To his girlfriend. And the guy, the comedian, says, he said, oh, yeah, she was not his girlfriend. That's not a girlfriend.
That's crazy.
And the girl was sitting in the
conversation.
In
the conversation, and she was not really embarrassed, but she was like mad, you know.
Yeah.
And I tried to do that bit on stage.
Yeah.
She was in the room, but it didn't get a big laugh. But now that we are talking about that, I think there is a real topic there. To talk about the money thing.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
You know, it's a cultural thing. You pay for me, we share with, because the more I speak with you now and the more I think there are no rules, because
yeah.
I mean, if you split, no, the rule number one, don't split the bill on the first date.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But after that, we don't know, you know. But in Europe, I don't know. Maybe it's more in Europe. We have a lot of we like guys are more. I'm getting this. I'm taking care of. I don't know.
Yeah.
And a lot of girls, I don't know, take advantage. We're gonna have a revolution.
Gonna bring back all this this loose.
Yeah.
This
Here's
loose
something though that
program.
I've heard here is because in America there is that sense of like. You can be going on 5-6 dates a week with a different person, and
no,
there
but
is
come on, Kelsey.
Me. But there is that pressure for the man to always get the first date. So I have heard from men, like other like male comics who are trying to actively date, that they're going broke because they are having to go out on 5 or 6 first dates every week, and then they're paying for these, like, you know, they don't want to take them to Chipotle.
It's actually not an issue for me.
I know. I know.
I don't want
to. We you know. We're referring to less
your money
successful.
From
I would say I have paid for, gotten the bill if I've asked them out. So I will say, like, maybe it's like, whoever asks who out, maybe that's who gets the bill.
I like that.
If I ask a friend, like, for coffee or something, and I'm the one who asked and they came, I'll get the coffee. You know, just people like, oh, you weren't going to probably do this.
Yeah.
If
even
I
if it's a friend
you.
Of yours.
Yeah. Like, hey, you want
to look at that?
It depends on what it is. Or like if somebody or if it's like, hey, will you meet me so I can ask you some questions about something? I'm going to grab the bill because they're doing me a favor.
Right. Yeah.
You know, so
are it's you just collecting it's like, research.
Yeah, I know. Just real quick.
Women's frameworks.
Yeah.
It's a jungle.
But I think there's a bit here because money is so sensitive, you know, the thing with the money. I think there's something really interesting. And I think I can do it because of the perspective from, you know, from an outsider.
Yeah.
And I think, it makes me think I'm going to work on that Splitting the bill, who's paying, the sponsor, the credit card girl.
Yeah.
You have the most unique perspective. I mean, watching your show is it's so refreshing because it's unlike anybody else's perspective.
About unique perspective, can we talk about her foosball bit?
Right? Who else has a foosball
bit? Who else in the world?
Nobody.
Talking about being unique and specific. I mean,
thanks.
It's... who else?
Nobody. It's perfect.
It's the weirdest, tiniest zoomed in world. But that's what I love about you is that you are so zoomed out, you're able to observe two countries. Yeah. You're looking at America and you're looking at France. And regardless of if you're French or American, you can get it. It's really amazing.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Thank you. I was thinking about an expression this morning because I keep hearing that from especially journalists and it's a fish out of water story. And I was thinking about this expression, which is totally wrong. And it's not a fish out of water because he's going to die.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's a fish in another water.
Yeah.
And it's a great water.
Yeah.
It's a new water. It's called America. It swings. It's sweet. Oh, that's another water. Never seen that before. It's like, they're big sharks. And then the small fish. And then and fish out of water, no good. No,
that is a bad expression. Like, so you're saying I'm dead in the air. That's what you're saying. Yeah. Like, things are going well for me. Yeah. Like, that's interesting.
Dead in the air?
Yeah.
That's interesting.
Yeah. I like that. I like that much better.
Yeah.
Fish in a new water. Fish in new water.
Fish in a new water. Fish out of...
out of the old water.
Yes.
Fish crawling out of the old water to get to the new. Desperately get into the new.
Be so long.
That's where I'm going.
Yeah. Oh, my gosh.
We'll wrap it up soon because I know you've got to go.
Yeah, I'm going to go. I got to go because I'm celebrating my son's birthday.
Aww.
Yeah, I'm so happy.
Andy pays for dinner.
And yes.
Ladies.
I paid for dinner. I paid for everything. No, we're having a Mexican party tonight.
Fun.
And I bought the piñata.
Fun.
Some costumes, and we are bringing a Mexican chef, and then
fun.
A lot of French people, red French wine, Mexican food. It's going to be a mess.
Yeah, it's going to be interesting.
And my son lives in L.A., so when I'm here,
he is a model. He's a runway model.
He's a full-blown
runway model.
Wow.
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah, that's really the thing. Wow. When you're a comedian, that's really that one thing you pray for your son to be one day. When he's born, when you're a comedian, when you work on, you know, the mind, and this is really what you want.
Right.
You want a handsome boy.
You want a handsome with the look and the pose and the gestures.
Yeah.
No. Yeah, he does that besides school, but he's a great kid. He works. I don't know why. Am I talking about my family? Yeah, why not?
Yeah, go for it. It's great.
No, but I love my kids, so I'm a family guy, family man. I'm... you know, I miss them so much because I'm kind of juggling between two continents. But when I'm in LA, it's fantastic. I see him and he drives his car and he's going to be 17 tonight.
Oh.
He has his friends. It's cool. So he asked me, what did I buy for like drinks? And that's a tricky age. It's because I don't want them to drink alcohol, but I was 17.
Yeah. Right.
I was drinking at 17.
And I was drinking. Right. I'm like very like torved, like, what should I do? Am I going to come home with vodka and beer? Hey, look what I got.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm going to look stupid. Am I going to come back and say, no, there's no alcohol, and I'm going to look stupid with 20 teenagers smoking cigarettes and looking at me? So I'm like, you go get the things you need.
You're good. Don't ask, don't tell.
Yeah. And
this is America. Get a fake ID.
Yeah, exactly.
I know that.
Oh, that's awesome.
We are so grateful.
Thanks
to have
for
you
having me.
Yes.
Thanks
so
for having me, girls. I heard the podcast is doing so well. Congrats.
Thank you.
I read so many great things about it. And it's going to be higher and higher, and you're going to have me again, I hope.
Of course.
Anytime.
Oh my gosh.
We could have talked to you for like 5 hours.
I know. We appreciate you making time for this.
Yeah.
We know
Thank
you're extremely
so
busy.
Yes. Yeah. All right. We'll talk to you guys next week. Bye.
Bye.